The Lord bless you, Noel. Glad to have you.
The Lord bless you, brother.
The word is maraming, maraming salamat, and it means thank you very much. Amen. And I want to thank your minister for giving us the opportunity to update you what's happening with us in the Philippines. And then the last time has been mentioned there, we go out and visit the doctor, and he thinks that you should have an operation. And so we did that. And God's people praying here and helping financially. When you go out there, your prescription, you will pay for your tablet. You will get nothing unless you pay for your tablet. So the saying is, with them in the Philippines, don't take sick in the Philippines. That's what they say, because it'll cost you some money. But however, the Lord was with us. We went into see the urologist, and he performed the operation, and we feel good. To God be the glory. Your minister, I think he omitted, and maybe he didn't, but I think he omitted it, my age. He touched on it, but I don't think you gave the age. No. I was telling him that I will be 80 years young in June. We just can't believe it. You looking at me might say, well, you look like 80. I believe it. That's okay. But personally, I can't really take it in. Thinking of the work of the Lord, the involvement in the work of the Lord, 4th of November 1962, I asked Jesus into my heart. That's when I got saved. And it was about 11:30 on a Sunday night. And then weeks later, maybe 3 months later, I got involved in the work with Sunday school teaching. And that was the beginning of the work there. And from ever since, that's what we've been trying to do. To God be the glory. Maybe you could turn to the book of Mark, please. Let's read the Bible there. First of all, Mark chapter 11. And I feel that it is a part of my testimony there, just in your life, as you go on working for the Lord, you can't come to a halt there in the work of God. You can stop in the work of the Lord. You can perform and yet go nowhere in the work of the Lord. So this is a part of the testimony here with my own experience in life, in Christian life. This Bible reading, first one. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, on to Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. Verse 3. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him. Amen. And straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door, without in a place where two ways met. You need to take note of the two ways. Like a crossroads where the two ways met. And they loose him. Verse 5, and certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do ye loosing the colt? They said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. Amen. You will notice in the Bible reading that no man ever sat on him. But when they brought him to Jesus, he sat on him. Amen, church. Now, okay, I'm in the Philippines. I'm in Lakeview. We have established a work there. And the morning Sunday school, they may have 180 children there coming in, different areas walking in, one tricycle bringing them in from away, 20 minutes of a ride, getting those children in. Then a junior church. The junior church was started from the Sunday school. I look down on the children that are there. I see these bigger ones. I say to Queenie, one of the teachers, she's done 4 years in the Bible college. Queenie, you see those girls there? Go into the corner and announce that you want all 11, 12, 13-year-old girls to come over and talk to you, get their name down, their age down, where they live, and you call with their mothers to explain that we're looking for them to stay behind in the morning meeting. And she did that. And we had a gang of these young ones coming in. And then Ray is going into his second year now in Bible College. And young Ray would be our Sunday school superintendent. And I say, Ray, what Queenie did with the girls, you do with the boys. So he did that. And not as many boys as there are girls. But however, boys came and we formed what we call a junior church. Those young people will come at about 7:30 on a Sunday morning, stay for the Sunday service, adult Sunday service. Then we give them a dinner. There'll be people in the kitchen working in the background in the kitchen. A meal will be prepared. And there may be 70 young people, Filipinos, there, sat out, tables set out, and the food table spread there. And then there's ones allocated to wash the dishes and clean up and get it all back again for 1:30 for the junior church, which will go to 3:00. They take part in it, testimonies, sing there, get the young ones to lead, to do a bit of leading song, hymn singing, and then a preaching of the Word of God, and they're sent home. We say to God be the glory. That's going on now. There'll be outreach meetings with children, children's meetings in the street children, and there may be three or four, depending on time. Friday, Saturday, mainly Saturday, going out there in the area. Now, all that is going on, a mother's meeting as well on a Thursday or a Friday, and all that's going on there at Lakeview. And me, I feel quite contented, brother, after 20 years there, you see. We go out not like Abraham. It says about Abraham that he went out not knowing whithersoever he went. That's what it says about. When God called Abraham, "You follow me," the same sort of call to Peter, "Follow me, I will make you a fisher of men." Well, before Peter, there's Abraham, and the Lord speaks to Abraham, and Abraham gets his suitcase and fills it, and away he goes, not knowing whithersoever he went. So per year, I go out to the Philippines. I was asked, why are you going out there for? I thought, well, I've been preaching to children, amen. That's what I'm going for, amen. So, but not knowing year by year, we're not going out to establish a work, a church work. We're just going out. But in the process of time, the Lord saved adults as well. And we felt we need to give them a building, worship the Lord in the area rather than transport them maybe 25 minutes off a drive, bring them out to Pastor Tony, and then bring them back again, and then go back again. And I'm saying, Noel, to myself, this might be all right for 6 months, but it'll not go for 6 years. You'll not stick it. And that's how I thought. Example, the heat alone, I'm told that it's 25 to 30 now. It fluctuates. It's a bit like our own heat here, only the opposite, the cold, you see. That's the way it's going up and down. When you get into maybe April, May, June, July, you'll be sitting in 40 degrees of heat and you need to stay out of it, or you will take a heat stroke. And if you take a heat stroke, you are in big trouble with a heat stroke. But however, year by year, that's what's going on. I feel quite happy, quite contented. Maybe 3 months before coming home this time, Marie, my wife, she texts me and she says to me, "Noel, I'm looking and I'm listening to a pastor here on the TV, and he's talking about young people who went into Bible college, who done their training, but are going nowhere." And that was the challenge, you see, in the message. So the text message was, "Noel, you went out to Lakeview," that's what it's called, no lakes now, it's all filled in, but however, filled in with a pile of garbage from Pasig City, but however, you went out to Lakeview and you've gone nowhere, you're stuck in Lakeview. And I thought, brother, That was the dagger in the fifth rib. You remember him? That boy give you a kiss, you're in trouble. Joab, David's captain of the army, if he put his arms around you to give you a hug, you usually died. Now, I thought that was the knife in the fifth rib. You've been there in Lakeview for quite some time now, and you haven't gone out. We would press out here, there, and other, and yonder, but going out to establish a work, that's what she meant, my wife. So I got a jag, and then there was another one, and there was another jag as well, Mr. Sampson. Amen. Yeah, and I felt deeply convicted about it all. So I called in young Mark Neil. I say to Mark, we need to move out, son, into another area. I read purposely here these few verses. You would notice you will find a cult tied. His boy's tied. The cult tied. So I'm thinking, Noel, you're tied up with your own performance, as it were, tied, going nowhere. You need to notice the cult, that it's tied. And I felt, well, I'm like that. I'm tied, you see. And then there's no man ever sat on him. Well, the Lord sits on our lives if you're a Christian, but let's look at the unsaved man. Let's look at the verse there that maybe in the meeting tonight you're not saved. And you're tied. You're tied up with sin. Tied there. And then if you look at it from a Christian sort of view, I'm a Christian, I can become tied as well at the crossroads. Tied, and tied with personal ambitions. I don't want to go forward. Well, if I'm tied, I'm going nowhere. I can't go forward. Can't go back. This way, that way. Crossroads. The crossroads here suggests to me decision time. Decision time. I remember in the martyrs, when this conviction was on me, away back then in the martyrs, and about the Philippines, and I take a little booklet then produced by the Reverend Ken Elliott, and I think he was the edit man, and I lift it off the table, I go upstairs, and I put it down, my Bible down, and this wee book down, and I say, Lord, I need you to talk to me about the Philippines. I need you to speak to me. So I look at the front page, and Mr. Elliott had remarks about Moses standing still. Standing still. And God saying, go forward. He's standing at the sea there. And I thought, Lord, I'm taking that as a word from you to go forward. So each one of us, doesn't matter about age, really, at the crossroads, Lord, what do you want me to do? Aye. Well, this is the way, Mark Neil. We need to move and find another area, Mark. So cross the the river, bridge there into another city, Tai Tai. When we say a city, it's not like Belfast, built up like Belfast. It's different. But however, there's a garbage site before on the perimeter of Tai Tai, across the river, 2 minutes down the road. Here's a garbage site filled in now. And then people move in on it and claim their piece of ground and put their sticks in and live there. And that's the way it goes. There are men who are able to put up block building work, houses there, nice houses, and others are not able to do. So we find this area. I say to Mark, Mark, if there's another church in there, we don't go in. And I mean a Baptist church. Maybe there's some fellas in there from the Baptist and they're working the area. We will not go in. So he goes in and he looks about and spends a bit of time in it. Muslims and Catholic, they say Catholic, Roman Catholic, it's 80%, 90% Catholic country anyway. By name, the Philippines. So no light there. No preaching the gospel in there. So talk to the president, a woman in a wheelchair. They always have a president over the different areas. You talk to them. She's like the hit woman. Will give you a lot of information. And she can make reference to the Barangay officials. They're like semi-policemen who run the area. And that's the way it works. So she says, no problem there, sir. You're invited in. You can come in. We're not biased towards you. Amen. And we did that. So Mark, with a couple of Filipino boys, go deeper into the area, invite children, and there may be 80 children there. Just like that. And then, okay, let's go deeper, Mark. We'll go deeper into the area. And there's another 40 children. We have another children's meeting. So I want you to pray, brother, sister. I want you to pray. This is a new area, a new challenge. The whole thing's new. But however, you'll notice that it says, loose him. Loose him. How we really need loosed in the work of the Lord. We can get trapped in, but loose him. Why did he need to be loosed? Because he was tied. That's why, tied. So I felt very much like this cult, they're tied in Lakeview, and we really need loosed from ambitions and stuff. Yeah. Now you'll notice if any man say, why are you doing this? Why should you do? Yeah. Well, the answer is the Lord needs them, praise the Lord. And no matter about your age, the Lord still needs you. Imagine the Lord needing us. The Lord has need of him. And if the Lord speaks to your hearts, and if we decide that the Lord needs me, he needs you in the prayer meeting. Whatever night you're, what is your prayer meeting? Wednesday night. You would imagine the Lord saying, I need you in the prayer meeting. Amen. Okay. To come, to pray, to help the pastor, to help others in prayer. Oh, We need help that way. Bring it to the Lord in prayer. The Lord has need of you. Amen. Well, and straightway he will send him. Yeah. So we go into the area. We're working in the area there in Tai Tai. That's the name of it, Tai Tai. Think of tying your boot laces. Tai Tai. The wife will say to you, make sure your boot laces tied in case you trip. Yeah, you Tai Tai. And if the Lord brings Tai Tai into your mind, you can shoot up a prayer and say, Lord, bless Noel in Tai Tai. So we're going into this new area with Mr. Allen's gospel tracts there, Ernie Allen. I met Ernie Allen years ago. I had just come out of Sandy Row. Time of prayer in the morning, you see. Tuesday morning, time of prayer in Sandy Row. That you called Daddy Duff's. Amen. That's a few years ago. But however, I meet him at the door and I see Mr. Allen. He's putting on his hat. He's going for lunch. He says, Noel, where were you today? As in Sandy Row, Mr. Allen. He says, Noel, broaden your vision. What about that? I thought I had a vision. This man saying, broaden your vision, Noel. And then he went on. I took that as a sharp word from the Lord. Amen. But however, we're now in Tai Tai. Here's a man building his shack. Bits of tin. As long as you get a bit of tin and a bit of plywood and get it nailed into it, that'll do. Get it, a roof over your head. There he is, building away. His wife and two kids there. She's making a meal there. The front part of it, maybe 10 square meters. A lot of garbage on it there. Just garbage. Need to talk to Mark. Says, Noel, that man knows you. I say, I don't know him, but he knows me. And if you know me, you know me through meetings. That's how you would know me, through a meeting. How are you, sir? And he turns out to be the stepson of the retired soldier, army sergeant round the corner from us. Dead on. Start talking, tell him a bit. Sir, you see, if that area was cleared in the front of your house there, your Baha'i's a house there, would you let us start a Sunday school there? No problem. So I want you to pray. I'm going out at the end of February and we'll see this man again and we'll put it to him again about starting a Sunday school in his front lawn. There. Are you with me, church? You pray to that end. I get a text message from Mark. Noel, there are women now where we have the second meeting, children's meeting now, in the street. And they're looking Bible study. Will you pray next week there will be Bible study with those women? Mark Nails. Wife is a 4-year girl out of Bible college. Mark Nail's wife, Judith. Pray for Judith. Then Jamaica, who we know 20 years ago when we moved into Lakeview, playing the accordion, a white man coming into this area playing a piano, the accordion. Never had seen it before. Got saved, went to Bible college, and the following week she will be doing the Bible study with the mothers. Say amen, church. Praise the Lord. Do you see a growth, a forward movement? Do you see that? Then we move a little deeper into the area. And here's a piece of ground. Empty. Like my head. Empty. Just like the ass tied. The donkey. And we make inquiries. Well, it's up for sale. I say, really? It's up for sale. So you would imagine that I'm thinking, if we could raise the money to buy the lot, then we put sticks down in the ground, 4x4 sticks. Throw tarpaulin over it. That's to keep the sun off you and to keep the rain off you as well. Tie it down and you've got a church building. To God be the glory. Amen. Okay, brother. Does that satisfy you, sir? I know Mr. Sampson quite some time now. I'll let him talk about the time. Amen. To God be the glory. What we have learned over and over again, brethren and sisters, only one life. It will soon be past. And only what's done for Jesus will last. So we have our ticket booked to go back out to the Philippines at the end of February. We intend to work there and try and guide and lead in Taytay. What happens in Lakeview, Burning Bush? Well, Brother Mon, who's my assistant there, Filipino, and he's been there for a couple of years assisting. He can take over the work. We have a whole gang of Sunday school teachers there, all saved in Sunday school. The whole lot of them, all saved as youngsters, stayed with us, and now they're Sunday school teachers. And what they do at 7 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, 7 o'clock over in the Philippines, 7 a.m. is vastly different from 7 o'clock in Northern Ireland. So they're out and they're bringing their Sunday school children, bringing them in from here, there and yonder, and the place will be filled, full with children. Then take the young ones back again, the older ones stay for church there. All under the agreement with their parents, it's okay, they can stay. Is that not bringing us into a familiar and a happy time with the parents as well, and an acceptance? That's the word I'm thinking about. Accepting us in the area. What God did in Lakeview, God can do it in Taytay. And the move is on. Praise the Lord. Do you see this colt? I'll finish with this. This colt. Remember tide, the rope round its neck, going nowhere. Well, I was like that when I wasn't saved, tied up with sin. Yeah, going nowhere, standing at the corner cursing and such stuff like that, and dancing and drinking. Yeah. Tied by sin. But then cut free and brought to Jesus. Amen. 4th of November, 1962, I'm down on my knees beside my minister, Dr. Paisley. I look at him, he's on his knees too. I look at him and I say to him, "Do you know I'm bad?" He says, "We're all bad. Jesus died for bad sinners. Just ask Jesus to save you." That's what he said. So I learned a little chorus, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I learned that as a child in the Sunday school. I blurted out, I just shouted it out, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, save me. And he saved me. Amen. He did. And then the introduction to the work. I'll finish with this. In Exodus chapter 13, if you want to turn to it in your Bible. Exodus chapter 13. This is amazing. Amazing. God talking to Moses. Look what it says there. Every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. What about that? Every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. So if you wanted to interview the ass that was tied, the colt that was tied, interview him. Ask him, why are you alive? That would be a good question. And the donkey, well, he would say, a lamb died for me. Are you with me, church? A lamb sacrificed. And why are you and me here tonight? Tonight? Why? The lamb has died for each one of us. Praise the Lord. Amen, church. Huh? Imagine. There. Every firstling of an ass, redeem it with a lamb, and then, and if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. He's not going to live. You'll break his neck. So thank God for that redeeming work that we've been singing about. The redemption of the lamb, the blood shedding. Imagine God asking the owner, do you see if you want this donkey, this ass, to live? Kill a lamb. Amen. And I don't know you tonight in the service, but if you want to live eternally in heaven, you'll need to visit the Lamb the Lamb of God. John the Baptist cries out, "Behold the Lamb of God." And may each one of us tonight behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away sin. Amen. Sacrificed you and me. What we've learned in our life, it's worth all the pressures and all the whatever goes on. It's worth the trials and tribulations. It's worth it all to see Jesus. Worth it all. Maraming salamat, Church, Lauren Church. I know that you will pray. Pray for this new work in Tai Tai. And then, out of Tai Tai, another work. Thank you very much. Thank you, Paul.
No, we appreciate your report intermingled there with the Word of God.